Blog Talk Radio.
Well, blessed morning to each one of you, and we so appreciate you all calling in and being a part of today's strategy meeting. We are excited about what is forthcoming, and so why don't we just begin to open up in a word of prayer. Father, we bless you and we glorify you. We exalt your holy and righteous name. We thank you for that which you're doing and for that which you're going to do. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would cause doors to open on our behalf, that you would cause them to swing wide on our behalf, that as you have anointed and equipped us, you would give us the opportunities needed to furtherance the kingdom through sharing your healing power. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the grace upon us to minister, Lord God, would first minister to us and will be an effective tool to bring about change and transition in the lives of those that you would release us to minister to. Father, we just thank you for these individuals. We pray, Lord, that the blessings of the Lord would be rich upon their lives and add no sorrow. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every household that is listed and represented here today, Lord God, that your abundance, your word says you will always make all grace abound towards us, that we always have all sufficiency in every good thing. So we pray, Lord God, for sufficiency in every good thing. We pray an abundance of grace. The word says, blessed be the Lord our God, who daily loadeth us up with benefits, extra added benefits, even unto the God of our salvation. And so we pray the extra be upon each one of these individuals in Jesus' name. So as we come together, the primary purpose of today's strategy is really to be able to give an update. There's been a lot of work going on, I'm going to say behind the scenes, but and so we definitely want to get an update on the strategy, the healing symposium that is scheduled to take place in April. And so I'm not sure who all is on the line right now that can speak to that. So let me check that, and then we'll get that update, and we'll go from there. So all of the lines are open. And so who's the individual that's been assigned to give the update for today's, for the April clinic?
It says, then fear came over, verse 43, fear came over everyone, and many wonders and signs were being performed. 5, 12, and many signs and wonders.
I'm sorry, could you say that again, please? Hello?
I don't hear anyone, Apostle. I don't hear anyone speaking.
You don't hear anyone speaking?
No.
Okay, one more. Okay, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, well, everybody is on. I'm trying to see, and it may be that okay, well, I'm not sure. I know that there are about 6 or 7 people on, and only 2 have dropped. So, nevertheless, is there anybody on with the update for the April meeting? I'm going to assume by the silence that that is a no. So I am going to continue this to proceed forward with our agenda. Okay. I know that Elder there are quite a few things in the making. She has sent over quite a bit of information for the April gathering. And so I think it's okay if we table it. However, what I do want to then address would be the forthcoming, one moment, please. I'm not sure what this thing. Okay, thank you. So as we prepare, we as you indicated last month, the goal this year is to do several strategy gatherings, not strategy, but healing clinics or gatherings, whatever term you want to use, to begin to just be able to minister holistically. And so one of the things that I was praying that we would have the opportunity to do today was to begin to look at a theme for the year, to begin to look at an overall or underlying theme for the year that would be the feeder theme to the individual gatherings and then the corporate theme as we prepare for our November gathering. And perfectly that'll feed into what we are doing as it relates to the hotel for 2023. So, had anybody given any thought to a theme based off of the information that we shared in our January meeting?
You're thinking of a theme for this year's November conference? Is that what you're questioning?
Well, in general, a theme overall, and that theme would feed November's conference. But it also would help not necessarily give, but it would be the underlying theme for the quarterly gatherings. So we would be able to address it. We just would begin to see a continuous flow across the board. And if that isn't something that people, I know people had text and, you know, had other, some suggestions or had wondered if we had even considered something. And so I just wanted to give opportunity to have conversation about that. I know we came up with some phenomenal topics to cover, not just in April, but the year. And they all kind of speak to each other. They all kind of support each other. So.
How about ladder ring? That's the first thing that comes to my mind off the top of my head.
212. Okay, keep going. I'm looking at some of the topics that we kind of threw around and said we wanted to definitely consider. Now, but before I go on, is Elder Jen, Elder KP, the Winslow, Prophet Carter, Minister Pat, or Pastor Linda on the line?
Pastor Linda's not on the line yet.
Prophetic
okay,
Elder Carter is
just...
Can you hear me?
Hello,
Apostle?
Is that Prophet? I can't hear you. Did you have something that you wanted to share from the team for the April symposium?
I could share what I have, but I wasn't there Thursday because I was at the ordination Thursday. They met this past Thursday, and I wasn't at that meeting. But what we have been discussing so far, everything we have submitted, from what I understand, what was submitted to you for approval, and I don't know where we stay until, again, I wasn't there Thursday.
Okay. Okay. That's understood. Definitely understood.
But I can still talk about, you know, the theme being, you know, Let It Rain. And I don't know, again, I don't know if you approved of the theme and the topic. So, like I said, I don't have no update as far as what's going forward, if we was approved to continue moving in that direction as the theme and the topics that we had come up with, and then even some of the people who've actually agreed to be speakers. So.
And I know that Elder Jen submitted a lot of information, and I was under the impression, and I know they met Thursday, and like you said, we have multiple meetings going on Thursday, but definitely gave approval, and they also submitted a list of potential facilitators. And for the most part, maybe with most of those were good to go as well. I wanted to make sure we gave opportunity for, because this meeting is for Saturday, April 9th, to kind of strategize on how we were going to reach out to people so that it could be attended. I know that it is supposed to be a virtual conference, but we did talk about, or there was some conversation on the availability. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, okay. I hear you.
No problem. Okay, no problem. There was some conversation on the availability for any portion of it if it needed to be held on site, but I think because your potential, I'll put it that way, facilitators come from all over. I mean, really from all over. It really may be a better fit if it is held all virtual. That's definitely something we can look at, but I just definitely want us to be able to consider some strategy on how to cause this to be attended. How do we reach out? How do we get this information out to the people so that they can receive from this platform? And I really wanted to give time for that. Thank you. I believe it was Elder April for Lattering. That is without a shadow of a doubt something that can be looked at and incorporated. I think it fits the prophetic concept that we've been looking at in terms of restorative, because that's what that rain is about. So I definitely could see how that could serve us very well. So are there any suggestions on how to reach out? How do we get people to be a part of this?
Well, this Kathy. So, I mean, for me, like all the medical conferences, they're all emailed like 6 weeks in advance and tell you what the classes are and the time schedule and a blurb about it, so you'll have an idea of what to expect. We get those like six weeks in advance. So it's more than... Is it more than 6 weeks before the conference? Or you might be hitting
it kind
of close. Okay. And then the other thing, too, is valid email addresses, because, you know, we're in this age of everybody is on the internet, and everybody just about are acclimated to Zoom or some other platform that is via digital. So... that's how they reach us. I very seldom get something in the mail. I get it from digital via the California Nurses, Illinois Nurses, PrimeMed, you know, because they're having a conference in April. So everything comes to me via the email. Oh, day long.
Okay.
Yes. So we need to have the valid email addresses. Yeah, digital platform, yeah. And then also, when you were talking about on-site, now, also, there's a small gathering of people who come to the site because, you know, the controls are held at different places,
yes.
But there's always room for people who need to come in person, even though it's a small amount. And big screens are available for people to interact as well. So, I mean, that could be an option as well, but limited to a certain amount of people.
I definitely think that's something we need to incorporate so that, like you said, it is how it is hosted. It makes it accessible and available. And then for those who, you know, they just need that in person, and we can, you know, limit it to 25 people in person or something like that on the community side. So that is phenomenal. As it relates to emails, I'm just not sure. I know that emails go out. I don't necessarily know how many are returned, mailed in, or I don't know how they're returned. But I also think, so it's going to go out. We can start advertising it because I believe that the committee has the topics that they're looking at, and they may actually have blurbs. I don't know if they necessarily broke it down into times, specific times, but I know they definitely have looked at scheduling it because I've seen the schedule. I think the only questionable area things to currently. But that may be something that was resolved in the Thursday meeting, and I'm just not, I haven't updated my memory. Put it on my only, so to see how many people can, you know, put this on their pages and share it, because everybody isn't going to see whoever is just connected to LSC. The scope has to be so much broader than just that for it to, you know, have an effective outreach.
So it could be something that people can put on their personal Facebook pages. You know, even though some of us may be connected with people that are within Laborers, we also have friends on our Facebook pages that are, you know, outside of, you know, our local, you know, the local church or what have you. So I think we can reach a large audience, you know, if we can put it on our personal Facebook pages. You know, you can reach people that way.
I think that's very important. We've never not been able to put it on our personal pages. I just think we need to somehow encourage more people to put it on their personal pages.
Okay.
So that the word gets just circulated. So I can definitely follow up to the complication publicity from a publicity perspective if things are ready to go out better, so that by the end of February have it out there, even if we just put a save the date. I know there's a save the date in the announcement, but if we could create a save the date and then this just begins to and work.
And people are also visual people. So, you know, if we have, like, a flyer, a plugger, you know, that's colorful, that attracts attention, you know, I think that works as well. People don't necessarily want to read a whole lot of words, but just, like, the important stuff, you know. Even if
And I think we can reach out and
have
that created.
Okay, yeah, sometimes if you have photos of the facilitators, that draws attention as well, because, I mean, you may see a name, but, okay, I don't know who
Dr. Kathy is, or show me her picture. Oh, yeah, I know who that person is. You know, something like that. I just use her for example because I hear her on the line.
That's definitely a route to go. That is definitely a route that we don't usually take. And so maybe that is something that would stimulate a different audience, and that's fine. I think if we put something together to save the day, what they do, for instance, with Joint College or World College of Bishops, they send you something, then a few days later they send you something else, and it's almost like every few days they are updating the information that they are sending out. So it really does keep it before you. It doesn't matter how much you have going on. You don't forget it, not because of its importance, but because it kept it before you. It's like, oh, right, I need to take care of that. So that may be a method that we want to use, and in using that, maybe at the bottom, we can have all things point to November. And the closer we get to November, we can have, go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm multitasking, which I don't do very well, but forgive me. Also, sometimes what works is Facebook Live to constantly put before the people, you know, your event. You know, so like I am attending a conference next month, and the host does a Facebook Live with like once a week. You know, they'll just, you know, get on Facebook, do a Facebook Live, say,
right,
hey, you don't want to miss this conference. These are our speakers. You know, this is just a brief blurb of what you can expect. If there's a fee, this is the fee, you know. And, you know, a two-minute Facebook Live, something like that. You don't have to do 30 minutes. Just want to grab their attention. And
no, I definitely...
like that.
I without a doubt agree, and I know that we're looking at in March starting a Facebook Live or a podcast. I'm not sure which one has been determined, but something that'll happen a few times a week, and then it can just be replayed whenever, but it will happen a few times a week, more like in the midnight hour. But, again, trying to reach a different audience
because I know, hear that midnight cry. Right, and I know if it's Facebook Live, you know, whoever does it, you know, when it's saved, like, for example, if it was saved on, like, the laborers' ministry page, for example, then people that are connected with laborers would see it, as opposed to, like, you know, if I do a Facebook Live, for example, then my friends will see it, which many of them are laborers, you know, but, you know, people that are outside of laborers would also see it as well, you know. But I think Facebook Live,
Facebook Live and the podcast will be saved on our page, and it will definitely be saved on other people. Other people will have the opportunity
to share it. Okay. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
It is in real time.
Hello.
Somebody's
hello.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Can you
hear me, Apostle? Hello.
Hello.
I hear someone talking.
Well, I need to make sure that y'all can hear me before I go on. This is Tom Carter.
I'm not sure who's talking. Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. Topic. Go ahead. Start talking. We can hear you. Just talk.
Thank you. So the one of the things is about Facebook and how I miss a lot of things. If I'm not tagged, I'm not going to see it. The way the algorithm works, if you're not on a person's page on a regular, you're not even going to see it. So you need to tag people in addition to just doing it. People need to be tagged, so they will show up on their page, as well as they will get an alert that they were tagged. So we don't tag. And then the thing that still works is asking people, inviting people word to mouth, face to face, still works. And so we get the flyer, and then we actually invite people personally, because everybody isn't on Facebook. That's all.
Okay. Both of your points are truly valid with tagging. But you know, a lot of times people, when you hand them something, they will stick it in a book. They will stick it somewhere. And talking to people is probably the best way. But then on Facebook, like you said, if you don't tag people, are you really reaching them? Because I haven't been on Facebook for a whole year. It was just by choice. But I would go on Facebook, you know, to do this, you know. But because it's real important that we reach people. And a lot of times people change phone numbers, they change emails, they don't let you know, but they are still on Facebook. And so you will be able to contact them. You can message them via Messenger. So, yeah, sounds good.
It sounds like the other thing that we're going to need is somebody specific. I don't know whether we need to create something for this or have somebody specifically monitor this activity so that we don't miss it.
Yeah, I think everybody's saying.
Social media platform or whatever you call it.
Yeah, I think what everybody's saying is like phenomenal and excellent ideas. Like, it's definitely, we are definitely going down what I believe to be the right path. I think the problem that we may run into is just real-time execution of it. Like, to do those things really do require another level of commitment, even with myself. Trying to be better at marketing the pen and shofar for somebody who is not on Facebook. I didn't even know you couldn't tag people. That's number one. Number two, I can't get on Facebook because if I'm on Facebook, I get 50 calls, you know, from people all over. So I just don't want to get on it because I don't want to have to deal with 50 messages. So I'm saying that to say, like, we really do need some kind of marketing strategy, right? We need somebody who feels called to the media mountain and wants to elevate us as a ministry. Like, they feel this is their spiritual responsibility. You know, like, God is calling me. I'm part of the media mountain, and I am called to make sure that the kingdom of God is advanced in this area. And so, no, and please, this is not like we have an individual who does a wonderful job. That person need a team if we want to go to the next level, because it's not something they can
Absolutely.
Do alone, right? It's not something they can do by themselves and then still do their own thing. And so we are a church that is convicted in the area of the seven mountains, and we need people who feel like they're called to the media mountain, who understand in order for us to get to the promised land, this is one of the ways that we're going to possess it. Other than that, we're going to continue in this wilderness as a ministry. We're going to continue in this place as a community until we understand that one way to possess those lands that promised us, the scripture last week, how long we're going to waste some time, how long we're going to sit here and watch others drive our land, or we're going to say, I'm called, this is what I'm supposed to do, and we're going to run to it, and we're going to possess it. And you are that voice that has took Labors for Christ to that next place in promise. So,
well, say the prophet. So, the goal, maybe part of what the goal or the strategy needs to be is to find out where we see ourselves working, serving, or being most useful or helpful or productive or fruitful, whatever term we want to use, so that we can possess.
Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation, without a doubt, is let's strategize to find out how we can develop the mountain, incorporate those graces of the mountain in this process for maximum fruitfulness. Let's look at a theme. And I will follow up with the committee and give a report. I can see who all is on the line, so we can definitely release some correspondence by the end of next week to kind of let people know where we're going, and let's look for a team that, you know, says I can undergird this, me and these four people, and we can push this forward. Because I think we have the grace, we have the teaching, we have the anointing of the diversity of how it is presented. The thing that holds us back is how we release it to people to buy into it. So let's strategize,
right,
and look forward to this next level of success.
Right.
How does that sound? Thank you. I love the theme, Ladder Rain. Let's continue to look at things. Let's build around that. I don't want to just stop there, because I think the rain is. Let's add to that. So let's definitely build around that. We are open to what the Lord shows you all.
Apostle?
Yes.
Pastor Winslow and Minister Winslow, we were all, along with the other members on the committee, they're also listening.
Oh, okay. Well, no problem then. I can turn this floor over to you all to share. We were going to end, but if you and Elder KP and Elder Jen and, well, I heard from Prophet Carter. By all means, please feel free.
Okay.
Hello?
I'm having trouble hearing the audio. So that's why there's such a delay in my response. If you'd like for me to tell you a synopsis of what we've accomplished so quickly, I think this is like our fourth meeting coming up, and a lot of things have been done. It's a great committee. And if I had a moment, I would have everybody who's on just to announce who they are, because it's just been phenomenal. So all those who are part of the committee, they would just shout out their name.
Pastor Linda Barnes is present.
Thank you. Who else?
Lynette.
Yes. Who else?
Carter. Prophet Carter.
All right. Who else?
Minister Brenda.
Who else? Lady Jen, she's part of the group, has been doing a phenomenal job. There's others there, too, I appreciate. What we've done is we created a symposium outline format. The title is Let It Rain for August the 9th. It starts at
April.
I'm sorry. It's April. It's me. I don't see too well my own notes. And what happens is we have a series. A real quick outline will be we start off with a welcome, and I don't have the outline in front of me, so if anybody's part of the committee, if they have the outline, and it's Kathy, Minister Pittman, if she's on, she's usually got really good at keeping track with outlines. And what we've been able to do is just a quick outline. We have like a welcome. We start off with praise and worship. We have two 50-minute workshops. We have simultaneously occurring at times concurrent 25-minute workshops. We have four of those. It's a phenomenal what has been done, some of the themes that are going to be covered in the shorter workshops are going to be Love Triumphs Over Triggers. It's a good book review. This Too Shall Pass. And many more. We have people who have volunteered to be ministering through this format. We have Bishop Harrington. Harrington, my wife in the background helped me out. Bishop Harrington is going to be like our moderator. We've created an exciting format. The those who are on the line right now, if you want them to give like a little synopsis of what they're going to be presenting, but it's amazing in terms of what's been accomplished so far. But thank you. I just want to give you a little brief. And thank you, Apostle, for giving us the okay for the things that we presented to you so far. And that's it.
Keep saying I'm not going to ask the question.
That sounds exciting.
Even this is Virginelle de Lynette. Even in our conversation, we talked about doing little blurbs because we're looking at being able to put that information when we send out registrations and also being able to use it in our formatting as, you know, direction for people when we do the breakouts, especially in those four sessions. So that's kind of another thing that we've updated on, just trying to make sure that everybody is aware of the topics that we will be presenting for the event.
Is it a conference that people have to register for in order to receive the Zoom link or what?
It's for the Zoom. It's for the Zoom. We had talked about.
In order to receive the Zoom, you had to register? That's my question.
Link is
well, that
I'm
is
sorry?
What, that was the discussion, that there would be some level of registration. Yeah, that would be a registration.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know, so we would have that information. We would have that information by our next meeting, which is Thursday. So if we created the flyers or the pluggers, we would have those blurbs and discussions so that people would get an
opinion. Elder Lynette, is your Zoom... When you send out your flyer, plugger, what have you, it's going to have the Zoom information correct and everything.
I'm thinking at this point, we had the Zoom information being on it. We can definitely use that, as you guys have brought up, as a safe space.
So I'm confused. Do you have to register to receive the Zoom link or not?
Discussion of the registration, that was just something, an idea that we wanted to be able to, for people to know what topics were being discussed. So if there were a registration, it would be presented there.
Yeah. I guess to help with clarification, what we've focused on so far is creating the outline, the content, and identifying those who will be at that point in time doing those particular activities. Our next purpose of conversation was to talk about how we're going to get the information out. And so some content's around, specifically around the Zoom information. As a group, we decided that it could be, if I recall correctly, that it's going to be on the Zoom. But some of the questions we haven't resolved completely yet because we haven't got that far into the process. But I'm impressed. I'm amazingly thankful to God for the group of people who are involved, because in this short period of time, the outline, the format, the content, the presenters all have been identified and committed and then approved by council. So But we are open to next step suggestions, and then the next time that we meet, we will be focusing on then more specifically on the registration, getting the word out, and things like that.
Well, I think that you guys have done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. excuse me. Exceptional job in capturing and sharing and just in the organizational aspect of it. I know that as it relates to whether or not registration would be required or actually what that would look like, that was undetermined to this point, because that would require a different kind of interaction, if I could use that word, if that's okay. And so I didn't think this was soft, but based off of the conversation we had on the first half of this meeting today, part of what we were talking about is sending things out. I'm just hypothetically you saying it this way, but, you know, maybe sending stuff out every week, twice a week, keeping it before people and constantly adding and updating. So wherever we're at in our process now, we release that. Then in 3 days, oh, we've just added this speaker to our lineup. We release that. Oh, we just whatever. And so we keep it before them and keep people intrigued and desiring to know and be a part. So that was part of what we discussed in the meeting. And, well, I'm not sure if you guys were on or not, but that was definitely part of what we discussed in the meeting.
Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, that's no problem. Thank you. And thank the committee, because, again, you guys have done a phenomenal job executing this.
Yes, yes. Oh, I have one more question, if I may. This is Kathy. For the people who register and get the information, can you consider, like, calling people to let them know we received your registration? I know that's kind of a lot, but it adds a personal aspect to it. Let's see, how can I say this? Yes, and to say we have your registration. We look forward to having you in the conference meeting, what have you. And if you have any questions, you know, like we always do, you have any questions, send us your prayer request. It's just putting a personal tag on it to let them know, you know, that we are here and that we are excited that you are going to partake of this conference. You understand? You hear?
Uh-huh.
Understand what I'm saying? So the reason why I asked that was because I went to join the conference on Zoom and I all got a phone call. I was surprised. And then the person called said that I'm just calling you to let you know we received your registration, blah, 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 and we look forward to you, da, 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 da. And then, like Apostle said, three days before they started this blurb, keep coming, the second day, the first day. And I didn't even miss it. And then it also sent a link to put it on your calendar. So I was able to link it into my calendar as well.
I definitely think that, without a doubt, as a personal touch. I don't know how we can execute it. I'm not sure how we can actually execute it, but because I'm not sure how the actual registration is going to work out. But it's definitely something to look at for the larger ones. And I think we would do a phenomenal job even if we just sent the email or sent the, I'm not sure what it's called, but sent the text.
I know what I'm doing, conference.
You're here. We're looking forward to it. Maybe this is a good way to use that text to, I'm not sure what it's called, but talk to text. The text correspondence.
Oh, that would be great.
Sangam dara pampisthunnaru.
In text.
So that may be definitely a way to do that.
The body of Christ.
That's just my thought.
Comfort journey. Change it for him.
I don't know if someone is speaking or if someone needs to mute. I'm not clear on what's happening.
I know, because I'm trying to listen and I'm just not sure.
Right. I don't know if it's just background noise or if someone just needs to mute.
We need Apostle to mute his mic.
Yeah,
okay. We need who to do what?
Our Indian associate, Apostle.
Okay. All right, that's what happened.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I think we do have maybe a lot of background things going on. I think we should just take the information that we've been given. Every meeting moving forward is going to be on Zoom. So this is the last Blog Talk meeting that we will have. And we will just follow up next month. But there will be some email correspondence that happens between now and then. So definitely thank you all for your, I don't know, time and participation and just faithfulness and diligence to this entire process. It is so appreciated. So
you can put your personal
truth out in press. I'm sorry?
Okay. Where are you going to hide it?
Hello?
That
must be Elder April talking.
I'm so sorry. I forgot. I wasn't on mute. I'm sorry.
No problem. Would somebody like to close us out in prayer? Hello? Okay. Well, Father, we thank you for these who have come together. We thank you for the strategies that have gone forth. And we pray, Lord God, that you will speak and make clear your voice. We pray that our ears will be inclined so that we can hear and receive, Lord God. Thank you for allowing us to be such partakers of such a great grace. May we be faithful in the dissimulation of it and be accurate representatives of your glory. And we bless you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.